Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this newest episode is called God Gives the Inheritance Land to the Israelites from the Conquered Kings. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had this on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything written in the Bible. So I was confused at how to attempt this, and after lots of prayer, the Lord had on my heart that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages in the Bible, although He has shown me ways to help make it so there's the potential for understanding it better or giving background information related to it, some of the ways, but without changing the meaning. Sometimes in the Bible, a passage will be referring to something that happened in a previous chapter, a whole previous book of the Bible, and the person who was reading that particular chapter might not be aware of that or understand the full implications related to it. So at times the Lord has it on my heart to paraphrase briefly what happened in the past or what's related to it, or to put a couple of Bible verses that relate to it so that person that's listening or reading it on the blog site will have that information and more fully understand what that particular passage is saying. When I do that, I change the color of the font and put it in brackets, and because you can't see the change in the color of the font, I say within brackets it says, so that you know that's been changed, and to possibly aid in understanding or provide clarity. Now, other times, transition words are left out, and I will put them within brackets because it makes understanding easier and it has better flow. Or sometimes more current words, like instead of the word forsaken, I will put abandoned, or sometimes it's forgotten. It just depends on the passage. But those are more current terms that more people might understand those. And those are within brackets. But I don't necessarily note those verbally when I'm reading this to you, because else every time there's a transition word. Oh, also, in the Bible, they use the word he and him in the same verse many times. He spoke to him. And it's like, okay, who's the he? Who's the him? So at times I will put who's speaking or who's being spoken to if I see that it's problematic for the listener or the viewer to follow what's going on. So if I, every time I read one of those where I put somebody's name, like instead of he, and I put Joshua within brackets, if I do that every single time, it makes it choppy. So those I don't mention, and they're in the same color font. But the ones, like I said, the Lord has on my heart that are related to something previous in the Bible that have a different color font, those I will say within brackets, so you know. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't affect the podcast listener because it reads just like I will be. And if somebody looks at it on the blog site, hopefully find this beneficial. And it reads exactly like I'm reading now. But it does not include the verse numbering. I don't tell you this is verse 2, this is verse 3, this is verse 4, because the Lord had it on my heart. Because initially had this for people in our busy world. That was the reason that He had it on my heart. And so there are some times where there's very detailed, repetitive tasks in some of the chapters related to the 12 tribes or related to something else. And since this is for people in our busy world, if the repetitive portion, sometimes they will say all the tribes, you know, and I list all the tribes and they did these things, or it's of their family, of this leader and tribe and all of that, the repetitive portion. And so it's noted in a way that applies to all of them, but it changes the verse numbering. Now, of course, if the repetitive portion has been done for emphasis or adds new meaning, I will keep it as is. And that's only within each chapter, the repetitive portion, because some other chapter may repeat it, but that's not what I'm speaking of. Anyway, but removing some of that repetitive portion changes the verse numbering. So I tell you a range like I did today. You're listening to Joshua, which is the book of the Bible. It's chapter 12, and this covers verses 1 through 24, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information from this chapter that the Lord had on my heart will be within this podcast. Also, there's times where I paraphrase. There are times when I condense, combine, and compress similar words. If there's something that's foretelling of a future event, I will say, aha, there's an asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can paraphrase that briefly after the passage. Sometimes it's more far-reaching and I won't be able to do it at that time. Also, you need to know this is primarily done with the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources are utilized as necessary. And if I come to something that's referring to when Jesus spoke, his words will be in red, but since you can't see it, I will tell you. Okay, God gives the inheritance land to the Israelites from the conquered kings. Joshua 12, verses 1 through 24. The children, which is the people of Israel, defeated the kings of the land and possessed their land on the other side of the Jordan River in the east, from the Arnon River to Mount Hermon and all the plains on the east. Sihon, the Amorite king, who lived in Heshbon and ruled from Aroer, and I apologize if I don't pronounce all these things right, I just do it phonetically, and I hopefully it doesn't hinder anything. I just bring my way through. He ruled from Aroer on the river bank of the Ammon River along the middle of the valley and half of Gilead as far as the Jabbok River, that is the border of the children, which is the people of Ammon. Sihon ruled from the plain of Arabah to the Chinnereth, also known as Chinnereth, eastward to the Dead Sea, also known as Salt Sea, eastward to Beth Jeshimoth, and from the south below the slopes of Ashdod, Pisgah, the borders of Og, Bashan's king, who was of the remaining giants and lived in Ashtaroth and Edrei. Og ruled in Mount Hermon and Salcah, also known as Salcah, and in all Bashan to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites and half of the Gilead, which was the border of Sihon, Heshbon's king. Joseph, Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children, which is the people of Israel, defeated them. And Moses gave it for a possession to the Reubenites, Gadites, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. Okay, this is an aside. In this particular part of the Bible, or this chapter, Moses is no longer alive. They're giving you background information that this happened before, when Moses was in charge, and before Joshua was in charge after Moses' death. These are the kings of the countries that Joshua and the people of Israel destroyed on this side of the Jordan River on the west, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon, even to Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, that Joshua gave to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their divisions. In the mountains, valleys, plains, springs, wilderness, in the south country, these were the lands of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. These are the kings that Joshua and the Israelites defeated. The king of Jericho, 1, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one. It should say the number of kings. Anyway, it's telling how many kings. The king of Jerusalem, one. The king of Hebron, one. The king of Jarmuth, one. The king of Lachish, one. King of Eglon, one. King of Gezer, one. The king of Deber, one. The king of Gedor, one. Or Gedar, one. The king of Horma, one. The king of Arad, one. The king of Libna, one. The king of Adullam, one. The king of Makeda, one. The king of Bethel, one. The king of Tapua, one. The king of Hefer, one. The king of Aphek, one. The king of Lasharon, one. The king of Madon, one. The king of Hazor, one. The king of Shimron, Meron, one. The king of Asheph, one. The king of Taanach, one. The king of Megiddo, one. The king of Kadesh, one. The king of Jokanam of Carmel, one. The king of Dor, one. In the coast of Dor, the king of the nations of Gilgal, one. The king of Tirzah, one. All the kings that were destroyed, 12-31. The next time I share our passage, it will be over Joshua 13, verses 1-33. The Lord God tells Joshua the land still needs to be conquered. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.